With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump will now travel to Beijing in mid-May after the Iran war forced a delay. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The White House announced that the president's rescheduled summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping will take place on May 14 and 15. Donald Trump originally planned to travel to China later this month, but delayed the trip so he could help oversee the U.S. and Israeli war against Iran. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the president plans to host Xi for a White House visit later this year at a date yet to be announced. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Iran has dismissed a U.S. ceasefire plan and has issued its own counterproposal.
Iran has dismissed an American plan to pause the war in the Middle East, issuing its own counterproposal as it launches more attacks on Israel and Gulf Arab countries. Two officials from Pakistan described the 15-point U.S. proposal broadly, saying it addressed sanctions relief, a rollback of Iran's nuclear program, limits on missiles, and reopening the Strait of Hormuz, through which a fifth of the world's oil is shipped. Iran later issued his own plan via state TV, which includes a halt to killings of its officials, means to make sure no other war is waged against it, reparations for the war, the end of hostilities, and Iran's exercise of sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Charles Tulletesma.
A jury found both Meta and YouTube liable in a first-of-its-kind lawsuit that aimed to hold social media platforms responsible for harm to children using their services, awarding the plaintiff $3 million in damages. California jurors decided Meta and YouTube are negligent in the design or operation of their platforms. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 305 points, the Nasdaq rose 167, the S&P advanced 35. This is SRN News. Christians are preparing to celebrate Palm Sunday, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Believers the world over will kick off Holy Week with services celebrating Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Those celebrations will be low-key in Israel due to the war with Iran. The annual Palm Sunday parade in Jerusalem has been canceled for safety reasons. Holy Week is the run-up to Easter Sunday, April 5th this year. Some churches will mark Maundy Thursday, and most will hold services on Good Friday before the big event. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in pro-life states are focusing on measures intended to crack down on abortion pills. The governor of South Dakota signed such a bill this month, and lawmakers in Mississippi appear close to finalizing one. The emphasis comes as a new survey suggests getting pills through telehealth has passed traveling to other states as the most common way for women in pro-life states to obtain abortions. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
A jury has found Meta and YouTube liable in a first-of-its-kind lawsuit that aimed to hold social media platforms responsible for harm to children using their services. The 20-year-old plaintiff says she became addicted to social media as a child. The companies must pay her a total of $6 million in damages. The EPA has announced it will allow gas stations to continue selling slightly cheaper E15 gas this summer. The waiver for E15 has become commonplace in recent years. The Supreme Court siding with internet service provider Cox Communications in its copyright fight with record labels over illegal music downloads by Cox customers. The justices ruled unanimously that Cox bears no liability for the copyright violations of its customers. Slightly lower oil prices led to higher stocks. The Dow closed up 305 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.